Exercise 2, page 110.
Dealing with difficult people. The gossip might seem harmless, but when they're talking about you, it can be extremely upsetting and embarrassing. Gossips take great delight in passing on bad news. Did you hear about poor? They are not that worried about the truth either. As long as it sounds good, they're more than willing to pass the story on, usually exaggerating it in the process. The gossip will often try to find out what you know in order to tell someone else later on, but avoid getting involved. If necessary, be direct. "Sorry, I'm just not interested in gossip." Gossip usually dies down quickly when no one wants to listen or contribute. The steamroller can be very hostile and aggressive, and will walk all over you without a second thought. They may shout, make threats, and even physically intimidate their victims to get what they want. It is essential to be calm when dealing with a steamroller so that they don't get even angrier. Don't shout back or appear scared or nervous, as this is what they want, for you to be afraid of them. Let the steamroller see that you take them seriously, even admit they may have a point, but be assertive and firmly state your case. Sometimes you have to stand up for yourself and not back down. The know-it-all, well, thinks they know it all. They can have valuable opinions to offer, but the problem is they can't stand being wrong. The know-it-all tends to dominate conversations and often tries to make other people feel small because of their lack of knowledge. One way to deal with these kinds of people is not to get involved in whatever they are talking about. Stay neutral, or admit to seeing both sides of an issue. Don't forget that the most important thing for know-it-alls is winning an argument. If they try to drag you into one, let them know that you couldn't care less about winning. They'll soon get bored if they can't show off. The whinger complains about absolutely everything. It doesn't matter how trivial or bizarre the complaint. The ice cream was far too cold. The whinger will go on and on about it, as if it's the end of the world. They see the downside of everything and dismiss every solution you come up with. The problem is that deep down, they love moaning. One way to handle a whinger is to agree with them completely. "You're absolutely right. I don't know how you put up with it all." Whingers often just want a little bit of sympathy. Once they get it, they should complain less. Okay, they might complain less. No matter what you do, you cannot get a word in edgeways. The chatterbox talks on and on and on. These people are sociable and often have big hearts, but they don't listen to what you have to say, and as a result, it's impossible to get anything done around them. Try taking control by interrupting them firmly and saying something like, "Wait a minute, let me ask you a question about that." You can also try listening to these people for a while, after all, they may just be lonely, and then say with a smile, "Okay, well, nice talking to you, but I really have to get back to this now," and hope they get the message. When a drama queen stubs a toe, it's a life-threatening injury. But when they find a plaster, it's as if they've won an Oscar. They exaggerate everything that happens to them and share it with the world through tears of pain and joy. The thing to do is react as little as possible. By taking an interest in their latest triumph or tragedy, you're just encouraging them to keep blowing things out of proportion.